Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very happy to get this chance to give a presentation here. This is my topic today. As you know, the coal is the main energy in China, but the coal mining, especially underground coal mining, cause a lot of environmental issues such as land subsidence, plant destroying, pollution, and so on. The land reclamation is a mandatory duty for everyone coal mine. Today I will talk about the dissolved organic matter, the effect for the transport and the transmission of metals in coal mine. Soil samples were collected in the summer of 2014 at the local mined land subsidence area located in Shenmu County, Shanxi Province, China. Here is the sampling site. After we get the soil samples, we put them into water and go through the solution by filter to get DOM samples. Then the second separate way to separate six molecular weight components by dialysis. This is a picture from my lab. Here, we also conduct a fluorine cleansing experiment to calculate the binding capacity of DOM with copper. After got the data, we put this data, we fit this data in modified stern Wolmer molecule to get the binding capacity of different peaks. For all of the samples, we use 3D EEM fluorescence spectrometers to describe characteristics of DOM. After that, we use PAC, that means principal component analysis, and parallel factors analysis to treatment the spectra data. This map is the fluorine spectra for soils. From this picture, we can see in the soil we detect four components, just like this, the peaks A, B, C, D. They represent different components of DOM in soil. This is a spectra for six molecular weight components of DOM. From this picture, we can see the fluorescence peaks is different for every component. Just like the low molecular weight components lost peak D, high molecular weight component lost peak A. Also, we use principal component analysis to determine the component numbers, and then use parallel factors analysis to obtain the fluorescence components and their relative content for each molecular weight component of DOM. In this method, if a cumulative variance is up close to 100%, we think the analysis is valid. In this case, when the component number is 4, the cumulative virus is up to 99.9%. So we can separate 4 components from soil to single peaks. Just like this, this is the precision of excitation emission waves for component 1 by parallel factors analysis. This is emission spectra, this is excitation spectra. This is component 2, component 3, component 4. Here, the presence of secondary maximum peak indicates the component can be excited by ultraviolet and near visible wave. This is for components, the 3D colors, 3D color spectra. Here, there are excitation and emission waves. Also, through the parallel factors analysis, we can get the relative content in multi-component system. From this picture, we can see with the increasing of molecular weight, the component 2 means peak A, just a few weight like component is decreased, but the component 4, tyrosine-like component increased, but the other components keep low fractions. When we add the copper into the solution of DOM, the fluorescence was quenched. This is orange samples, this is the lower molecular weight component. This is, we got the data, the bending capacity of different molecular weights of DOM with copper. This is non-aligned, so we fit the data in a conditional formation consistent bending model. We get the line equations. From this picture, we can know the lower molecular weight and the higher bending capacity. This is line equations. From these line equations, we can get these pyramids. From this table, we can see according to the value of Kc, the component less than 500 Da has a strong bonding ability with copper. That means to form more stable complex with copper. According to the value of Lt, the component less than 2000 Da have observed a higher maximum bonding capacity with copper than other molecular weight components. Also, want to know the combining capacity of different peaks with copper. So, from two peaks pictures, we get the bending capacity of is in peak A, peak C, D, B, and B. we also can convert it to line equations. We use this model to fit the data. From this table, we can see the fieldwork and the humic-like floral spores have higher binding fractions with copper ion. They are more than 50%. That's all. That's my inclusion. Fluorescence peak were detected from these DOM samples, and the presence of protein-like components, that means tyrosine-like component and tyrosine-like component indicates that the soil was affected by mining activities. Binding capacity of lower molecular weight components with copper were higher than others. The fieldwork and humic-like components are easier to combine with copper and quenched by copper. Next, I want to do is research the fluorescence characteristics of soils from coal mines, including open mines and underground mines, so that we can master the fluorescence properties of soil for various land use types. To detail the other properties of dissolved organic matter of soil by other techniques, such as this technique, so that we can grasp the whole nature of DOM, just like the former speakers, they use another method to study the DOM. The fluorine spectrometer is a rapid and a simple method to research the DOM characteristics. So I think it's different. That's all. Thank you very much.